Hello.
Hello, is this Sheena?
Who's that?
Hi, Sheena. This is Aaron calling you from INS Law. We've just received your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
The Scottish what?
The Scottish Redress Scheme.
I don't understand what it is.
Okay, so that's the inquiry that you've just made about your time in care.
So
it's a historical abuse from before 2004. Is now a good time to talk?
Not really. What is it about?
Okay, so it's just going through your inquiry so I can gather some further details from yourself and talk about your time in care and the experiences that you may have endured. I can call you back at a better time if now is not a good one.
How do you know it's not a gimmick?
What's that, sorry?
How do you know it's not a scam?
Because we're a law firm dealing with the Scottish Government, so we're not here to scam people. We're here to listen to your story and help you get compensation for any wrongdoing that you've suffered during your time in care. I'm not here to ask you for bank details or take any money. I'm here to listen to your story and the experience.
Got nobody money.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. Yeah, no, I'm here to listen to your story and your experiences. I'm not here to ask for any.
Let me ask you a few questions then. Where are you from?
So I'm from England, and we're an English law firm dealing with the Scottish Redress Scheme.
But I'm also in England.
Okay, have you been in care during your in Scotland?
Of course I have, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, so obviously that's it.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Pardon.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so you being in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004, that already ticks a box for you to make you applicable.
What day is it? What day?
The 1st of December 2004, so anything prior to that, anything after, we can't deal with. That's not possible.
I know, I've been in care well before that.
Yep, okay. And can I just ask you, Sheena, have you suffered any form of abuse during your time in care?
I don't know for sure. I don't know how to answer that at the moment.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So the four types of abuse that the Scottish Redress Scheme look at is neglect, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse as well.
Yeah, okay. I understand. I get that.
Okay. So what the Scottish Redress Scheme is basically there's a lot of civil claims getting backlogged with people wanting to get back at the government and the local authorities for their wrongdoing during their time in care. So the Scottish government...
wrongdoings is never right.
Yeah, of course, I understand. So the Scottish government brought out this scheme to help survivors of the care system who have had abuse happen to them. This is what this scheme is for. So in order to go through with an application, you can have your time in care and, it may have been a good experience for you, but the people who have had a bad experience, this is what this scheme is for.
All right. Well, I've been in care. I was even in care as more or less as a toddler.
You was in care since a toddler?
Yeah, right up, yeah, until I was 16.
Right, okay. And do you have any recollection of, wrongdoing happened to you? You know, was you physically abused? Did you have food or clothes taken away from you or denied from you? Anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pardon me for asking this, but was you sexually abused in any way by any staff members or anything like that?
No,
okay. Well, obviously, with you, still being neglected of food and clothes, things like that, we can still help you with this process.
Yeah.
You are still applicable to the scheme. So, obviously, yeah, when the time is right for yourself, Sheena, I can go through, your time in care with you, grab some further details and tell you how we can operate as a law firm for you as well.
Yeah, because I was in Castlemilk Children's Home.
Yeah.
And I was also intrigued to pull it shield.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, would you like to conduct would yeah, would you like to conduct this call now, or would you like me to call you back at a more convenient time for yourself?
You'd need to do it another time, because you know what I mean? I don't want to speak about it just at the moment.
Yeah, that's completely fine, Sheena. There's no pressure around it at all. It's you know, whenever you feel ready for it. Would you like me to book you in for, you know, maybe tomorrow or Monday, or would you know, you tell me when's more convenient.
I'm not sure on that at the moment. Because
Okay.
when you've been in care and all that, you don't, it's not a thing you like to scream about.
Yeah, no, of course. No, I completely understand that. I really do. What I'll do for you, Sheena, obviously, I'll keep your case open in the meantime, and if you want, I can give you, you know, maybe a week to, you know, prepare yourself for the phone call that I need to have with you, and you know, see if you know if we call you say next Thursday, and just see if, you know, if you are ready for, you know, the call. I can just grab some details, and once we've had this call, I can then submit your application off to the Scottish Government.
So you put the application in, do you? What happens with that then?
Yeah, so I put so we put the application in. And then we wait for a application number to come back from the Scottish Government. Once we've got that application number, that then gives us the green light to then go and obtain, you know, your medical records, your care setting records. And once we've gathered all that evidence from yourself, you know, we'll get back in touch with you, go through the process with you of gathering a more in-depth witness statement. From yourself, which is, and I'm talking this is a few months down the line, because it does take a bit of a while to get the records. We'll get the witness statements, and then once we've then got that, we'll then submit the whole application back to the Scottish Government, and then we'll await a panel date, which is dealt with, you know, with a panel behind closed doors. So, you know, you or I don't have to attend anywhere. And then we'll wait for a panel date, and then they'll look at your application, they'll listen to your story. And then they'll award you a level of an award based on what they see with the evidence that we present for you. So we do all the work behind the scenes for you.
Oh, well, you have to give me a call in a couple of weeks and give me a bit of time, because it's not a thing I want to be rushing into to discuss at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. But what
Yeah,
I'll
a bit emotional about it and all stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do understand. It's not the nicest topic to be talking about. Yeah, I completely understand 100%, Sheena. So, okay then, what I'll do in the meantime then, so either myself or my colleagues don't contact you, is I'll reclose your case in the meantime, and whenever you are ready, you give me a call back on this number. My name's Aaron, and I'll assist you whenever you're ready, and I'll go through the details that I
You've
need
got
from you.
161, where's that?
So that's from our office in Manchester.
Oh, in Manchester, but oh, I see, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll have a think about it anyway, all right?
Okay, that's not a problem, Sheena.
Okay,
Okay.
thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time, and have a lovely day.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. Bye now.